A Jewish Journal article. 1c. A poem for Yom HaShoah. Sheep clouds and sandy light, white sails and motorboats. This summer escape was built in 1907 for the working class of Berlin, who could not afford the Baltic Sea then and now. A crowded beach, young women posing in deck chairs, pine cones, yellow flowers, soda fizzing red and green in leafy shadows. One afternoon we plowed, arms hooked, through shallow water the ferry to Peacock Island. In the distance, reed grass rustling in the sudden silence. That's how you find a drowned body, the lifeguard explained. By marching as one long chain of humans, the loudspeaker blared, and I thought of the cheery post-war tune sung by an eight-year-old, the little Cornelia, about children riding their bikes out to onesie underneath a canopy of pines and patches of blue sky. The song didn't exist in 1942. Neither did little Cornelia, and it was January. The beach across the lake closed for the season, but the view and shoreline were the same. Did any of them let their mind wander to the summer ahead, to riding their bikes through the forest, running into the cool, soft onesie, lifting their daughter up into the air? Water dripping from her blonde curls? A student at the Ziegler School for Rabbinic Studies, Julia Knobloch published her debut poetry collection, Do Not Return, with Broadstone Books, and has a new chapbook forthcoming with Ben Yehuda Press.